Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Heads up! Heads up! Here's another one, another one.
We got about 575 yards of concrete we had put together. It's going to be a pretty impressive structure. It's going to be about 10 foot high. Walls are about 14 foot. And then this is the engineering concern. We got to put an F4 Phantom on a stick, right? It's going to be about 30 feet in air. And an F4 Phantom is about 60 feet long and about 50 foot in wingspan. So you can imagine coming across that bridge. First, you'll be directed to the flag, which is going to be on a pole 80 foot high. We'll direct you to the aircraft and then the statue of General James, which will be sitting on a 10-foot pedestal, and the statue itself will be 10 foot high.
Here you have Chris Dosev pitching the Tourism Development Council for money. Yes, I watched their meeting this week. Oh, my God, there was so much in there. It was so fascinating, and yet... Great, I got another meeting I got to watch now. I always try to avoid giving myself more work. Totally failed this week. Anyway, he's pitching the board on a $750,000 ask for a $2 million project. I think the numbers are that the state has already given $700,000. There's $250,000 coming from the city. He's asking for an impact grant for $120,000 for the lighting, which is just their kind of a size grant. $50,000, I think, is coming from one company. There's 50 coming from one of the defense contractors. I think it was Boeing he mentioned. There's a lot of different people putting money in. But so far, government money, I believe, is at $950,000 for a project that was initially pitched as, you know, private funding. And now he's asking for $750,000 from the Tourism Development Council. And he got questions, you know, kind of about that. And the question was, are you sure it's tourism? Because the TDC has recently, and always, you know, their job is to make sure that the money is spent properly. And then you also have, like, Pam Childers, it's her job, and the Escambia County Commission, it's their job. And so you got to make sure the money qualifies for tourism. And David Baer says...
First of all, I think this is a great project. I think it's going to be beautiful and a great way to honor a great man. So thank you for all the effort that you and your team have done to bring this to fruition. Yes. Thank you, everyone in the audience that's helped. But my question was whether or not it's actually an expenditure, an authorized expenditure of tourist development tax. And in order for it to be, it has to have a primary purpose of developing tourism.
Does it primarily develop tourism, or is it primarily something that we all want that maybe sort of has a little bit of an extra bonus, you know, gold star for tourism, and it's not really designed for tourism to begin with? Well, Kristen Huell, the assistant county attorney, says...
So looking at the plain language of the statute under subsection 5, in my opinion, I do not see any particular subsection in which this particular project would fall as an authorized use.
Uh-oh. That's a no, by the way. She's like, I don't see it in here. And, you know, through this whole process, Chris Dosev is kind of yelling back from this. He yells by nature. It's okay. But he talks loudly about how, you know, it's cultural tourism. We're sending people to the visitor center, and it's all this. And the more they look at the statue, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want the project too. But it doesn't look like primarily a tourism thing to me either. And that's the whole question, right? And so basically, because Jeff Bergosh asked the question, well, what, is it not cultural tourism? And David Baer said, I don't see it. Let's ask for an attorney general opinion. Because if the attorney general says yes, we'll do it. And if the attorney general says no, well, we can't do it. Exactly. At which point, Tanya Day Broughton, who has been a big part of this and who also, I think she's involved heavily with, like, the Chappie James Museum and the Flight Academy and all of that kind of stuff. And she says, what are you all doing to us making this so hard?
I'd like to say that when this...
She's on the council, by the way.
...process first began and the organization was told what they needed to do each step of the way, they were told that this was the appropriate step. And something that I've noticed in this process, just my observation, it seems that there's been a lot of cat and mouse. And I strongly believe that, well, I may not say strongly believe, it seems disingenuous.
Oh, man. Cat and mouse, disingenuous.
Because they've done everything they needed to do. People didn't think they would get all those signatures. I was one of the people knocking on doors getting signatures. They got the city and the county on both sides of the bridge to agree on something, which you all know is very rare and hard to do.
That's true.
They brought everyone together, and here it is. When they do everything that they were told, they come before this board, who they were told this was the appropriate board to come to, correct?
Yes.
And now it's just another hiccup, just another, I'll just say, deflection, when this was the promise. So I'd be interested in learning why you were told you needed to come here, and now why you're being told that this is not where you're supposed to come.
Deflection, disingenuous, cat and mouse, kind of. I mean, they might simultaneously strong and not strong terminology, right? But she's basically saying, we are getting the runaround. What's the deal here? Why are you doing this? We'll come back to this in a second because it gets worse before it gets better. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Seeing one accident on the big board right now. It's East 9 Mile Road and Hillview Drive. It has roadblock in the turning lane, so make sure you pause for that. And I'd plan alternate planes right there on 9 Mile. Other than that, things are flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110, all looking good, even Highway 90 and 98. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, if you are got a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a Lexus, these are great cars. You spend a little extra to get them. But you don't have to spend a mint in order to maintain them and take care of them. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Avoid the trip across the water if it's a mobile dealership. Get it right here. Cheaper, better, you don't have to take the time, all of that. Bobby Likas Auto Service, they can take care of those cars. They take care of diesel engines. You got a diesel truck, they take care of those. You got a domestic, a runaround, whatever the case is, all of it. They work on all these cars, not just, high-end luxury vehicles and also diesels. It's anything you've got. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want you to bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Back to this conversation about the Chappie James Monument and the funding for it. So Tenney Day Broughton has said, why are you all giving us the runaround? And look, she never says this. I may be reading more into it than there is, but, it's a statue to a black general. She's a black city council member and also sits on the Tourism Development Council. And you kind of, I don't want to bring race in where it's not, but I kind of can't help but feel like there's a little bit of that implication going on here, even though, again, clearly she did not say that. Chris Dosev, who, look, Chris is a loud retired Marine. sometimes that's great. He's an A-type personality, and sometimes he yells himself out of a deal, okay?
I think, in my opinion, I think that we have a very strong argument here. I think that I can't imagine anybody claiming that this would not fall under tourist development and falling under the cultural provision of that document. And particularly today, when we're looking to try to unify this country, I think this would be putting a big flag in the front of Pensacola. It wouldn't hurt anybody, especially one flag, our American flag. So thank you. If there's any other questions.
So be a patriot. I can't believe anybody would disagree with me. I mean, how dare a lawyer disagree with me? I slept at Holiday Inn Express last night. So, goodness gracious. They're on your side, bro, but you're making it harder for them to say yes. So David Baer, who is the chair of the council.
I don't have any other questions, but I don't think anybody on this council has said that we do not want to fund this. What we said is what we're trying to do is verify that these funds actually may be used to fund this project. We were told originally this group was going to raise all of the funding through private foundation, private fundraising efforts.
Ouch.
That they were not going to use any public dollars for this project.
You got $950 so far of public money. You're asking for another $750 and you're complaining about how we're not patriotic?
But here we are with a $750,000 request. The city has funded $250,000. The state has funded $700,000. So I take personal offense about this cat and mouse conversation. I think there's been a lot of conversation, and this whole thing has been very fluid.
And so we're on your side. We want to help you out. It's a good project. We just want to make sure that we're legally allowed to fund it this way. And so they're going to ask the Board of County Commissioners to get an AG opinion from Ashley Moody that allows them, and if they allow, they'll spend. If they're not allowed, they won't spend. It's that simple. So, I understand why Tenney Day and Chris are frustrated, but I also, don't poke the bear that's paying you, literally. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things, and the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and we're going to have Dave Greenwood on here in just a second. We are getting some good comments, though, about the tourism. Some person said, I wouldn't call it tourism. I can't see too many people coming to see something like that exactly. Maybe they would, but I don't know. I think my favorite comment of the day, this kind of ties everything together. Somebody said, okay, so if the shooting range on US 29 bought the Elvis gun, they could become a destination for tourism. They could make the cost back in a hurry by selling opportunities to shoot TV-shaped paper targets. And Visit Pensacola could market it with a hashtag, Visit2A, US29. Y'all are the best. The best. And put a food truck in the parking lot selling the Elvis Fool's Gold Sandwich.
Bananas and peanut butter, too.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's a complete tourism destination experience. I love it. And we'd finally get that US 29 stuff. All right. Dave Greenwood is our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What sort of conditions are we looking at for this weekend?
We're going to fly. Today, we're starting off with the yellow fly. We've got moderate surf coming in, and we'll monitor it. If it drops any, we might have a yellow or a green flag over the weekend. But right now, we're starting off with a yellow flag.
All right. Any other safety notes for folks before they head out to the beach this weekend?
Oh, just use plenty of sunscreen and drink plenty of water. Rehydrate with electrolytes because, this is the hot, hazy, crazy, lazy days of summer and perfect for the beach. You know, you can dip in the water to cool off briefly, but still you have to manage the heat. That's the big risk factor is high heat index.
Yeah, no, that definitely is, and it's a good reminder. You know, the stuff, I know you guys have had green flags for quite a while, and now it's yellow likely today, but, you know, dealing with the heat has been a major issue for your yards, as we've talked about before. Hey, just quick question in case you might know. My wife and I were biking over in Gulf Shores over the weekend, and one of the beaches over there was flying what I swear was a blue flag, and I thought, is that a purple? And it looked just blue to me. Is there such a thing as a blue beach flag?
No. However, was it flying in conjunction with another flag?
No, it was all on its own, which is what struck me as weird. It wasn't like yellow and also a blue. It was just that flag.
Yeah. Well, it could have been A, either a faded green flag, or B, a faded purple flag.
Okay. You know, it could. I could see it faded purple. Have we had, like, jellies or what? We had something going on?
Yeah, well, they may have had a prolific number of jellyfish in the water. There are jellyfish out there in the water, but there's all kinds of things in the water.
Yeah.
And each agency, you know, flies the appropriate flag for their conditions.
Okay, I was just curious if it was, and I tried to look it up online. I couldn't find anything, so I was curious if you knew. But that probably makes more sense. It was just faded purple and, you know, my old eyes or whatever. So Dave Greenwood, he is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thank you so much for the work that you do and keeping us and our tourists safe. I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Great, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Absolutely. 7:26, we got John Pickens sitting in this morning for Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Take a look at the big board. Vehicle crash with roadblocks still causing concerns. East 9 Mile Road and Hillview Drive. Seeing backups in both directions on that one. Other than that, I-10, I-110, and Highway 90 all flowing smoothly this morning. That's a look at your traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I did get a note in here from somebody who should know. About the foundation never said it would be only private funding. Okay, thank you. Good note. The city was asked, this is for the Chappie James Monument and Plaza, very early on to participate, and they agreed to fund the statue. Also, 2 years ago, the TDC asked the county attorney if it was a legal expenditure, and the answer was yes. Okay, well, if that's true, then I see more of Tenia Day and Chris's frustration.
Right.
And if that's the case, then, yeah, I can see why they would feel like they're getting the runaround and the cat and mouse.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, I want to be sure that it really is, but if they were already told that it is, well, that's not good. You know, don't change the story 2 years later after we're massive amounts of work into this project. David is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Red Cross volunteers headed to Hawaii to help those affected by the wildfires in Maui. Lee Meyer says she's headed because the situation calls for as much help as they can get.
It's a really severe fire, and it's compounded by the fact that it's on an island. So, you know, it makes it much more difficult where you can't just put people on a bus and move them across the state line.
And the Hawaii Tourism Authority and Red Cross are opening up a convention center for people displaced from the wildfires. The latest death toll was up to 55 today. Special counsel Jack Smith calling for the Trump election interference trial to start in January. He made that proposal in a court brief filed yesterday. Trump's defense also submitting a proposed start date. The judge will make that final determination. And Andrew, presidential hopefuls, I guess, in general, have been flocking to Iowa here the last week to go to the world famous Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. But officials at that fair say the political candidates are just like everybody else. They got to pay to get in.
Political candidates are just like other fairgoers. Everyone is welcome at the Iowa State Fair, but you've got to do it on our terms.
And that's Iowa State Fair manager Jeremy Parsons. Now, they are letting Secret Service agents in for free, though, because they're police officers.
Oh,
now, have you ever been to the Iowa Fair?
Iowa State Fair, no.
But no. It's
I've been to many
cool.
many corn festivals and things like that in Illinois, but never the state fair of any sort there, so...
Well, they many times.
Is it a massive event?
It is humongous, and they do one of the coolest things they do. Every year they have a butter sculpture.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen the butter sculptures.
And this year they did several Iowa athletes as well.
Oh nice!
So they've got it's really neat.
Very cool, David. Thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. We've got a new advertiser on the show, Pro Health Florida. They've been around for 35 years, a locally owned, female owned, best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola, with 7 different locations: Santa Rosa Beach, Gulf Breeze by the Whataburger, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit Boulevard, and also Pensacola on College Parkway behind the Sam's Club. And here's the thing: if you don't have insurance, or if you do but you want some of their other products, but if you don't have insurance particularly, they have a whole plan for you called the Pro Health Medical Membership Plan. And you don't have to even be part of that. I mean, you can just walk in and get services, of course. But medical membership is $45 a month, unlimited primary care visits with no copay, teledoc services, annual physical, annual flu shot, 25% off lab work, which is already very inexpensive. Procedures, 25% off, a monthly B12, no catches. They have walk-in from 8 to 4 in Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, Fort Walton, plus 8 to 1 at the location next to the Sam's Club here in Pensacola. Good lab work, occupational health screenings, comprehensive medical weight loss program. If any of that appeals to you or sounds interesting, just stop in or check them out online at prohealthfl.com. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 55 confirmed dead. That number expected to rise 1,000 more. Consider it unaccounted for this morning. Fox Weather's Max Gordon on the ground in Maui.
Fires continue to burn throughout the island of Maui. Several fires are burning right now, all of them uncontained right now, according to fire officials. It's still unclear why these fires started, but the fire on the west side of Maui, the one that burned through the town of Lahaina, that has been the most destructive.
Could West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin shed the Democratic label?
I haven't made any decisions whatsoever on any of my political direction. I want to make sure that my voice is truly an independent voice.
Manchin talking to West Virginia Metro News. He faces a battle for his Senate seat against West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Friday. 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Santa Rosa County leaders now moving forward with a new process to determine how they award construction bids. That change coming following a heated debate when the board voted to award a contract to Pensacola-based Caldwell Associates for the design and construction of a consolidated 911 dispatch center. That despite the fact that a Tallahassee-based firm scored the highest in their rankings.
Well, I don't believe anything was illegal or unlawful, but what happened on July 27th was unethical and dishonest and a betrayal to a company who won the bid on July 13th.
And despite Commissioner Calkins' opposition last month, ultimately he was the one that made the motion to move forward with that change at their meeting. Now, once the bids are solicited, county staff will be reviewing bids and submitting their recommendations to the commissioners for discussion and voting. Convent Care opening a new center dedicated to supporting kids going through grief. They call it Nani's Place. The hope is it'll serve as a place for care, encouragement, and love. It'll be open for kids 5 through 18.
The different component is that we are clinically developed, clinically led, and clinically delivered on site.
Aaron West with Convent Care says the programs that they'll offer include counseling, therapy, group therapy, art therapy studios, and Camp Connect. It'll be located on North Palafox at 1901 North Palafox, and more info available at ChooseConvenant.org. Well, NOAA forecasters have now updated their outlook for the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season.
Atmospheric and oceanic conditions now slightly favor an above normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. We have increased the chances for above normal activity to 60% from 30%.
Meteorologist Matthew Rosenkrantz, he says the above normal hurricane season could produce anywhere from 14 to 21 total named storms. That includes 6 to 11 hurricanes, 2 to 5 major hurricanes. And he says the change was made primarily because of record warm sea surface temperatures and a delayed El Nino. Well, another change could be coming to New College of Florida. The Board of Trustees at the Sarasota School voting to stop offering majors in gender studies. Board member Christopher Rufo proposed that change, and he says the course contradicts the board's mission to revive a classical liberal arts agenda. The Board of Governors will still have to approve that change at the school. And a University of Florida student has been crowned Miss Filipina International. That happened last weekend in California. Matea Mahal Smith, the first Filipina of black descent to win that crown, and her father from Jamaica, her mother from the Philippines. The 21-year-old now will be competing in Miss Universe Philippines next year. And the winner of that will go on to the Miss Universe pageant. It is 7:34 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got to look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Taking a look at traffic on your fives, still have that accident East 9 Mile Road and Hillview Drive, which is causing major delays on 9 Mile Road. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Don't forget school is back in session, so you definitely want to obey the posted school zone signs. That's a look at, Andrew.
Yeah, I got a text in here. I'm just going to pass it on because I don't quite know what to make of it, but there's apparently some kind of an issue at the corner of Timber and Creek Drive in Red Barn, and there's a bus stopped, and also parents who cannot get are blocking the road for like 20 minutes, so the person who's texting me this is saying they got employees who can't get into work this morning because they're stuck at this particular location. So just kind of, I don't honestly, not even sure where that is, but I wanted to give it to you as soon as I got it.
What was it again?
It's
Timber
and Creek Drive and Red Barn is what I'm being told here. So if that location makes sense, yeah, I was trying to look it up real quick, but this person's super reliable. It's Sam Abel. She's a city manager for Gulf Breeze. Okay. Oh. So I know what she's telling me is accurate, but this is a problem for people in that vicinity, and just kind of be aware, avoid if you can.
Yes. And that's a look at your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much for that update. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather.
A very hot and humid day today. Another heat advisory in effect starting at 11 a.m. lasting until 7 p.m. Temperatures topping out near 97 degrees, feeling more like 100 to 115. 30% chance of rain today. Rain chance increasing as we go into Saturday to 40%. High on Saturday near 99 degrees. Another heat advisory likely with temperatures Saturday night staying in the 80s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 84 in Pensacola. 84 in Gulf Breeze, also 84 in Milton, and the heat index all around the area up to about 105 right now. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Social Security recipients are on track to pocket a significantly smaller raise in 2024 because of a slowdown in inflation. If inflation climbs in line with its recent trend over the next 2 months, recipients' monthly checks will rise by about 3% in 2024, following an 8.7% cost of living increase this year. With a cost of living adjustment of 3%, the average monthly Social Security check for retired workers would rise by about $55 to $1,892. News Corp reported a loss in its latest quarter due in part to a revenue decline and a sharp drop in profitability at its book publishing unit. The New York-based media company, which owns the Wall Street Journal, HarperCollins Publishers, and news organizations in the UK and Australia, said revenue fell 9% to $2.43 billion. The company lost $8 million compared to a profit a year ago. That's Your Money Now.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
DPZ design code requires a better quality of development. Their plan has an integrated mixed-use town center with walkable blocks of retail, restaurants, and services. In contrast, the Horton plan strip retail is isolated and sees a parking with a triangle of green grass, a green grass that they call a town center.
The town center, as reflected on this plan, is very important. We don't need strip malls. It's very important to make this, as Mr. Kellis said, a unique, viable, walkable project and a live, work, play community. We don't need more acreage given to DR Horton for residential. That will default to what you already have in Beulah.
So you got a lot of people showing up at the county commission meeting last week to talk about how they are frustrated by various things that they see in the Horton proposal to develop OLF 8. Remember, this is, we've now got a second proposal that came in for the whole thing. Horton was responding to the cutback by the county commissioners to hold out about 250 acres for, you know, economic development, light industrial, Commerce Park kind of stuff that they've been wanting for jobs, 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 which has been the mantra all along. And the problem that the critics are saying is that one form of criticism is they don't want Horton. They don't want Horton. They don't want Horton, just in general. The other criticism is they don't like it seems like key aspects of the master plan concept or the agreed upon compromise that was going to oversee development there has are not being held up. But the commission and Wes Moreno, the county administrator, continue adamantly to say that they are going to honor the spirit of all of that. And, just there's a really interesting conversation to be had about the future of that particular project. But more than just interesting is you had this sudden turn in the conversation the other day. Cecilia Campbell showed up there, and she was a member of the public. And she was talking about how on social media people are really, really worked up about this project and what they think is going wrong and allegations that are flying all around about it.
If you followed all of the different neighborhood sites out in Beulah, they're saying some really wicked things about, like, the corruption on this board. And I'm almost 72, so I do remember what real corruption is. And some of the talk going around is, oh, man, is someone going to get murdered? And stuff like that. You know, it's kind of weird, the stories that are going around. Like, well, who are they? You know, who's putting money in their pockets?
You know, you're just casually listening to a county commission meeting, and then all of a sudden you're like, the what now? Wait, what did she say? And so Mike Kohler, when she got done speaking, asked the question, Commissioner for District 2.
Miss Campbell, you said something that kind of bothered me.
Yeah?
I don't know what murder's about, but I take any threat like that seriously.
Oh,
have a threat, I want you to talk to me or the sheriff's department. That was a pretty bold statement you just said.
They're making jokes about the past corruption in the Escambia County commissioners.
No, I know.
I mean, like I say, you'd have to be 72 years old to know what I'm talking about.
No, I know about Willie Jr., but you're talking about now.
Yes.
That's not funny at all.
No, it's not.
Seriously, I'm not trying to be adversarial with you.
I'm not the one. It's past that kind of talk was just hearsay, like, oh, my goodness. Please tell me the newcomers are going, what are they talking about?
That's right.
And by the way, I mean, that's exactly what I thought she must have meant is, you know, again, the old allegations about Willie Jr., who was found, you know, underneath a house and after all of the stuff with a corrupt previous long time ago Board of County Commissioners. And there's a whole backstory there. And, you know, the sort of longstanding belief is that, you know, he got suicided. Right. I don't mean to be flippant about it, but that's what most people believe. They don't believe that he, even though that was the official finding. And so it's kind of this open question. And people, you know, do make jokes about this, but she's not saying somebody's in danger today. She's saying that's the kind of comments people are making about what seems to be weirdness surrounding this OLF 8 deal. Now, I will tell you, you know, I don't me personally, I don't see any of that particularly, but what she's saying is this is the level of distrust from people. This is the level of sort of conspiratorial thinking that people have. And, of course, the commissioners reacted to this as well. Commissioner May.
Commissioner Colin, you just got on the board, and I take offense to someone bring up Commissioner Junior's name. It's not necessary. And nor am I going to sit here and let people, who shot John, and they said. Let me tell you what my grandmom said. They killed Christ. I don't care who comes to this podium and tell me what they said. Tell me who said it. And then that's where we can go, because that's a bunch of foolishness when people come down and make accusations like that. That's, you know, and you expect to get treated fairly, you're not going to get that type of treatment. But, you know, Chris, your turn. I don't entertain conversations like that.
I'll just say that no one's given me any money.
No, they haven't given me any.
They haven't given me any, not a single penny.
Me neither.
Yeah. Damn. So, I mean, maybe if I live to get 72, they'll give me some money. Go ahead, Chris.
If they don't murder you.
If they don't murder me, yeah, that's right. Maybe they'll find me on the house. I don't know.
So, simultaneously criticizing the references to former Commissioner Willie Jr. And also making the jokes himself. And I have heard Commissioner May Lumen make those jokes about that kind of stuff before. Commissioner Burgash felt the opportunity to chime in.
I understood what my counterpart said. People make wild accusations. It's the Wild West on Facebook and these chat sites. But it is kind of chilling when you start talking about people getting murdered. I mean, not one of us up here gets a dime out of any of this, especially not me. We all have our own businesses that we're in, and we serve the community as county commissioners.
I love his first comment.
Facebook and these chat sessions. It's the Wild West on Facebook and these chat sites. But
I think the Wild West would say, man, be careful. It's the Jeff Burgash blog out there. Like, for him to be criticizing Facebook posts and wild allegations, and I mean, that's hilarious. But okay, fine. You know, say whatever you want to say. It's your elected official. Anyway, we'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens is sitting in for Candy today with traffic on the fives.
That's right. I can follow that up. East 9 Mile Road and Hillview Drive. That accident is off to the side of the road, but still seeing some delays on 9 Mile. Also, another accident to let you know about, Dog Track Road and Carrier Drive. No roadblock associated with that one. And also Timber Creek at Creek and Red Barn off of Kim Strand Road in the Magnolia Estate subdivision. There's a bus idling there, so
they're still. I was just got a follow up text. They're still stuck there.
Wow.
People are just still stuck there, cannot get out.
Wow.
They're like having coffee and trying to figure out how life is going to go.
Wow.
Man, ugh. All right, John, thanks so much for the update.
Yep.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. You know, cars that are a year, 2, 3 years old, great condition, low miles, good prices, great service before and after the sale, but also recommended by a lot of people. And I just don't mean me. I mean, obviously, you know, I bought an Odyssey there. Dave Ramsey recommends them. That's two on the radio. But like so many employees here have bought cars from them and had great experiences. And also, you know, you drive around, and what do you see? If you're looking, you'll see bumper stickers and license plate frames that say Frontier Motors on them. And here's why I bring that up. I mean, everybody's got that to a degree, but it's weird. Like, the Frontier ones are just everywhere. Like, everywhere. Thousands and thousands. And you try me on this, okay? You look for them, and today you might see one. Tomorrow you see one or two. And then by about the third day, you're only like, is anybody else selling cars? Because it seems like they're all Frontier. So, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them the bumper sticker sent you. All right, so back to this conversation, you know, back to this whole issue about OLF-8 and the development plan. And, you know, they did get into some of the real what they're going to try to do and how they're interacting with Horton about this. This is Jeff Burgash with his repeated claim, and I think he's right about this, that, you know, the development in Beulah has not had enough of the non-residential, and that's part of the challenge.
But I know this, and I've said this over and over like a broken record, there's not one full-service restaurant in Beulah, not one. We've got, what, 25,000 people there now, maybe 30? And we have to drive out of Beulah to get a full-service meal. I mean, now, we did finally get a McDonald's. I mean, we got a Pizza Hut. How about a full-service restaurant where I can get a nice steak? That's coming, and that's going to be part of this deal. So I would say don't jump the gun. Please don't demonize us. We're trying to do the best we can up here. I know that I am. I mean, because remember, at the end of the day, I'm going to live right across the field from this as well. I'm not going to vote for anything that's stodgy or second rate.
He is always reading that page a day vocabulary calendar because that's exactly the right word. Stodgy, it means sort of boring and uninspired. So well done for raising the SAT scores of the county commission meeting. I appreciate that. Commissioner Bender.
You know, walkability. I don't think the current design, lends itself to that. I don't think that you're going to, I understand that there might be a large wholesale box retailer that wants to come in, but I don't think people want to be walking past their parking lot on the way to the amphitheater whatever that
town center
is.
And that's exactly right. You know, there's a certain, I don't know, maybe it's just because we recently looked over at what's the place right off of 30A, the big planned community over there, the brilliant one where they want visitors, but they don't want any visitors whatsoever. You know the one I'm talking about, yeah. where the Truman House is. Not the main city part, but some of the secondary area there. It's really like, it's a whole different feel. And I get the idea that we're trying to design something that would feel like a community and not just feel like another set of tract homes all thrown up against the wall with some box stores and now we're done with it. That's the idea. But I do appreciate that Commissioner Bender, and we've got all this money sunk into this deal. We want to get our money back out, but we want a good end result, not just get the money out. So I appreciate that he said this, which I think also Commissioners Barry and Burgosh would all say the same thing.
I'm just going to state my position is that I'm not afraid to hold on to this property as long as it takes to get the right person that's going to come in and develop this, what we think is the appropriate way. So I don't think 437 single family homes is that way. I'm not opposed to having residential. I'd rather see density.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And that's part of the problem, apparently, is Horton has come in with like single family, which is more acreage but fewer total homes. And so there's kind of this weird mix of that's not great, and it's also not good modern design. Stephen Barry says, look, we got to look at the details, look at the deal. There were some language issues and what they brought back as their proposal, and he wants to fix that. And he also said, look, if we can't get the details and the language right, there's no point in figuring out a map, and we need to find another deal. And finally, Lumen May, in talking about all this, because this is just a huge transformative project for the Beulah community and our entire county, really. Done right, amazing. Done poorly, I hate to say it, but it'll look like Community Maritime Park in 10 years. Love the ballpark, but what else, right? So anyway, Lumen May says, housing.
I don't believe in rent controls, but how many workforce housing, how many houses are you going to put in that's less than $250,000 to $300,000? How many apartments are you going to provide that provides rent that people can afford? You know, and so for me, I think me and Teresa have had that conversation. I've said all along, it has to be something that's affordable for the average citizen. If not, why would we take public dollars and create a gated community? I don't think that's right for me.
Oh, somebody texted in and said it's Seaside you're thinking of, Andrew. That's exactly right. It was actually Watercolor is the neighboring community. It'll change your perspective on urban design to go there and look at me like, ah, cool. You know, that's really an interesting way they've done this. Oh, somebody, remember the comment he said about is the Wild Wild West on the blog? Somebody said, as opposed to what, some tropical Godzilla island? That is a deep cut. That is a deep cut. If you know, you know. 753 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Did you know the career record for most hits is 4,256 by Pete Rose, who was not in the Hall of Fame?
Do you know that my next-door neighbor has three rabbits?
I can't compete with that.
Good morning, 7:56. Do you know my neighbor has three rabbits? I love Jerry Maguire. This is such a great movie. 7:56 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. I hope you're having a good day. You will have a good day. It will be a good day.
Positivity.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Started with an you know, it can always live down to your expectations. It can also live up to your expectations. John Pickens sitting in for Candy today with great expectations, not of the you know, the Pip kind, but. Sorry for all of you who had to read Great Expectations in school. So, I don't know. We're off the rails right now. It's okay. John Pickens got your traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. Still seeing some delays in front of high schools right now. Tate High School, Milton High School, all seeing some delays. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Seeing a little delay on Highway 90 in Pace. That's a look at your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the death toll in Hawaii now up to 55. Hawaiian officials expect that number to keep rising as rescue efforts continue in Maui, where the town of Lahaina has reportedly been completely destroyed by the wildfires. Suicides in the U.S. at an all-time high. According to a new report by the CDC, 49,000 Americans committed suicide last year, which was a 3% increase over 2021. And illegal immigration is peaking again. The Border Patrol says they're running out of space. Congressman Henry Cuellar says there's talk of, once again, releasing asylum seekers on the streets of border towns.
When people hear that they're being released on the street pretty quickly, then they'll call more family. And that adds to the momentum.
And Cuellar says there's a mad rush coming from Central America right now. He's wanting Homeland Security workers to be sent into Mexico to prevent economic migrants from making it to the border.
Wow. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, great resource. Ask her to help you figure out what makes sense for you. If you're buying especially, like, or thinking about buying, like it's maybe your first time and you've not done this before, well, man, I cannot imagine what a pleasure it would be to have Christina Leavenworth as your real estate agent for the first home you bought. Like, oh my God, to think about going back to the first home we bought, and it's scary and apprehensive and it's a big deal. And, you know, somebody like her to shepherd you through that process would be a tremendous asset. But even if you're unsure, it's okay. Call her. She'll talk to you. She likes talking with people and helping them make good choices. And if you do a deal, great. If you don't do a deal, no problem. She just loves meeting people. Same thing for selling. If you're thinking about selling, give her a call and find out what might be involved. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Oh my God, by far, I'm not making this up, favorite story of the day. You ready for this? This is out of England, okay? So this is not here, but still. Or maybe it's Australia. Australia, excuse me. Mom, neighbor, writes into an advice column because her neighbor says that her child has lice. So the neighbor's talking about the neighbor.
Right.
The neighbor's daughter has lice, the mom says she doesn't want to kill the lice because she's a vegan who doesn't kill living things.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Instead, she's going to, like, brush them out in the garden or something to gently dissuade them. That's not going to work.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Might be transgressors material, just saying.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade. Weekdays 11 to 1 is News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A Pensacola fentanyl dealer's been arrested after someone he allegedly sold to ended up dying. We'll have more on that story after this update from Fox News.